Shondar McKinney. Trial and Terror, Chapter 1. Summer Neuwirth sat at the defense table, flipping through her state law handbook, letting her eyes glaze over the legal jargon and strings of penal code numbers. She tried to block out the stares of her client, Shadow Marsalis, who was perched 45 degrees in his chair, his eyes glued to her profile. Nearby, she heard whispering. "I've seen more trials than you've seen ball games," Ed Sprigg, a bailiff for 20 years, said to Gus Patterson, a new recruit. "This one's gonna do some serious time." Patterson put his mustache comb back in its case. Growing a mustache was a rite of passage for Hays County bailiffs. "No way, he's getting off." Sprague guffawed. "He already got off, that's why he's here." Summer eyed the bailiffs. Patterson looked away. Sprague ogled her legs until he noticed her noticing him. Too weary to be disgusted, Summer turned her attention back to the legal handbook, to the page on crimes of moral turpitude. But she wasn't reading, she was thinking. Summer's nerves had been frayed even before she'd been assigned this case. Harold Gundy, the prosecutor, had used it not only to advance his political career, but also to torment her. After opening arguments, he trapped her in an elevator and asked, "How do you know you're not defending your rapist? How do you know he isn't the one who burned your back and tortured you?" Then there was the day Leah Davenport, the victim, had to be restrained when the video of her rape was played for the jury. Afterward, she caught up with Summer in the hall, wouldn't let her escape. Sobbing, she said, "Underneath your law degree, you're a woman, just like me. And as a woman, how can you defend this maniac? How can you live with yourself?" The words echoed in Summer's head. "They don't like you," Marsalis said, interrupting her thoughts.